We love to talk with Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. He's the editor. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
Not that you're a controversial guy, but when you saw the Pete Oakstra ad, what'd you think?
It's like, oh, not China again. Isn't it too early for this? No, I mean, I'm used to seeing it, you know, with Democrats waging the whole China thing against Republicans. You know, we saw it in 06 and 08, and I just thought, oh, God, here we go again. This time it's in February.
Well, he has gotten a lot of attention. It's all over Fox News. It's all over the internet. A lot of people are chiming in. A lot of people think that it is racist. When I had him on the program, he still doesn't believe that. They say negative attention is better than no attention at all. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think that it's certainly getting a lot of attention. That's what they wanted. I mean, they need to make a big splash, Tony. The thing is that they're in kind of a sticky situation. I mean, they're in what could be a very potentially competitive primary, and they're going up against an incumbent who's just got a boatload of cash. And so they need to find a way to raise money, and I think that this is their attempt. You know, in Michigan here, I think Hoekstra's opportunities are somewhat limited. You know, with the primary, he can't really rub elbows with all the big-dollar donors like, let's say, Dick DeVos or something like that. I mean, they're voting and they're going with Clark Durant, who, you know, they're familiar with. Then he's also kind of got a little bit of a Tea problem, a Tea Party problem, too, because the Tea Party folks don't think he's conservative enough because of some of the things that you mentioned in your interview with Pete about some of his votes on extending the debt limit and things like that. So they would prefer maybe either Clark Durant or Gary Glenn. And so, you know, the pool now is a little bit diluted, and so what he's doing here is he's trying to get national attention, and he's doing that through a ridiculously, you could say racist, but a ridiculous ad, for use of a better word, in trying to get kind of the backlash to the backlash. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people who say that that's racist, but there's also going to be people who look past that and say, well, you know what, he makes a good point. I mean, we do have 26% of our U.S. debt owned by the Chinese. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. And so, you know, he's appealing now to a national audience who watches Lou Dobbs and watches Fox News and can kind of see, you know, what he's saying. And so now he's starting to get some interest from people from across the country who will visit Debbie, spenditnow.com or whatever it is, and start, you know, looking at some of the stuff on the webpage, putting in a donation. And even if it's a small dollar donation, he can go back and ask them over time. What this is, Tony, is this is not really a campaign ad in the traditional sense. This is kind of a campaign fundraising gimmick to try and get people from a wide array of folks across the country to donate to a race they normally wouldn't pay attention to and normally wouldn't care about. He's got to do it early because, you know, the Super Bowl is a good time to do it, but you know, before folks get wrapped up into other races across the state or around the country. You know, you got Allen in Virginia, and you got Scott Brown in Massachusetts, and there's a lot of other competitive races going on across the country that is going to dominate people's attention here. And with the Republicans only needing to pick up a few seats to take control of the Senate, there's only going to be a few Senate seats that are going to be in play. Hoekstra wants to be one of those. To do that, he's got to make a big move. This is a big move. The question will be whether it blows up in his face because it's so huge and over the top.
Well, Hoekstra said he's not going to pull the ad, and the quote of the day on the newsletter, Hoekstra's ad is so bad that Senator Stabenow's campaign should probably spend more money to keep it on the air. That's from Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, who we had on the program. So he doesn't have many supporters, but as you mentioned, this is definitely going to wake up everyone who was asleep.
Well, oh, yeah, it definitely does that. And I think that's the question. Is it too over the top? You know, I mean, he could have made the point that this was racial. And, you know, he could have made this whole China argument a little different than he did. But so the question is did he go too far? You know, he could have raised the debate about whether this was racial and kind of gotten a back and forth going on this. But the ad is so over the top that it's hard to defend, really. I mean, if you look at it. And so, you know, he's going big. He's throwing the Hail Mary down the field and hoping that he gets the attention he wants out of it. But he could also get the attention he doesn't want out of that, which is that this is so ridiculous that his entire campaign is discredited.
All right, I'm running out of time, and I got a ton more to talk to you about. Can I call you at the usual time tomorrow?
Yeah, 8:20, right?
All right, we'll have you on at 8:20 tomorrow. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Sounds good, Tony.